Whitey Flem. It's RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
9-8 on the Breakfast Club. Kate Maloney, captain of the Vixens, still to join us. Carl Valeri, captain of the Melbourne Victory, signed a contract extension. He'll join us as well for fans of the mighty Melbourne Victory. Don't forget Matty Stewart from 8:30 with Racing Pulse. He's had a big couple of days, Matty. It's been excellent listening, filling in for Michael Falgate. But turn our attention now to the world of AFL, and the Magpies have got a very, very big year ahead of them, and one of the stars who needs to be a big part of their resurgence in 2017 is Jared Blair, who joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Jared.
Morning, boys.
Great to have you on, mate. The pre-season's in full swing. You got the Tigers this week in Maui, the last hit out before the home and away season proper. Is this a full dress rehearsal for the Magpies? Is this the best 22 we can get out there? Or 24?
Well, we haven't actually been told the side as of yet, but I think the plans were to play a pretty strong side. Yeah, I think the last few weeks we've sort of played the 24 to 26 players. We sort of rotated it through a few throughout the game, but I think this week we'll probably get a little bit more serious and maybe only have two extra rotations on the bench. So, yeah, it will be a pretty strong side, I think.
Have you sensed an urgency about the Magpies in the off-season? Obviously, there's been a lot spoken and written about Collingwood's situation and obviously the coach and the expectations from the club in the last couple of years, which have been disappointing. Have you sensed an air of urgency from the coaching staff and the playing group to be better in 2017?
Yeah, I think I have, yeah. It's obviously, you know, the last few years have been pretty disappointing. And I think the last few years too, we have sort of felt like we've had the sides to compete, you know, and we haven't played the way we should. We've had a few injuries, but I think even with that, we've still put pretty quality sides on the park. So I think this summer has been a bit of urgency about it. You know, and the boys know the last few years haven't been acceptable. And I think, you know, for actual playing careers as well, if this year's not up to scratch, there's going to be a lot of questions asked about a lot of guys. And, you know, we've turned a fair few boys over the last few years, and I think if we were to underperform again, it'll be a very much the same situation, because it's a crunch year, and I think you know, guys are pretty urgent and desperate to play finals again. You sort of feel, you know, 3 years without finals footy as if you're wasting your career a little bit, and yeah, there is a little bit of a desperation to get back there for sure.
You talked about players' futures and careers that perhaps might be on the line shouldn't things not go well in 2017. Were you concerned about where you sat in the scheme of things with the Magpies last year? I mean, you hadn't signed your contract until it was late November, where you signed again for this year. Were you concerned about what the future might have held?
I wouldn't say I was overly concerned. You know, I'd had pretty decent conversations with the club about where I was at, and there was always a sort of a one-year deal on the table. So, you know, at 26, I wasn't overly keen to sign a one-year contract, you know, but I sort of feel like, you know, every season, whether I'm contracted or not, I've got to try and prove myself again. And this year is no different. You know, I'll be 27 at the end of the season, and we've got a lot of young, talented players here that are pushing for spots. So, you know, I'll be looking to back up again and really try and cement the role on the side, and that's no different to any other year, really.
And, Jared, what's the coach, Nathan Buckley, said to you for season 2017? Is it to float midfield and up forward to kick goals, which will be important for the Woods? You've lost a few players in that up the forward line. So is it pretty much just developing the role that you've had in the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think, you know, I usually sort of play that high half forward role, and you're up around stoppages most of the time. I can't see that changing too much. You know, I've sort of always tested Bucks a bit to try and get through the midfield, but you know, obviously we run pretty deep there too, so it's sort of hard to get time in there. But you know, if I can squeeze in for 5 or 10 minutes here and there, a quarter, and obviously, you know, I think I've maybe averaged slightly less than a goal a game the last few years, so I think my scoring rate would be nice too, I think, and that should hold me in good stead to be playing week in, week out.
And Jared, I just want to take you back to what you were saying before about the pressure on the players, because I think it's an interesting perspective, because there's been so much speculation and pressure about Bucks going into a final year of a contract, that you're kind of saying that, well, hang on a sec, it's time for the players to stand up here. We need to take a bit of responsibility for what's happened over the last couple of years. Is that kind of what's happened?
Yeah, I don't think it's been spoken about like that, but I think, you know, as you sort of get a little bit older, a lot of boys really do feel it is their responsibility to get the side performing well, and, you know, we haven't done that, and it's unfair to say it's a coach's, you know, it's all on the coaches, because there's only so much they can do. You know, they get us ready to play, and if guys aren't performing on a weekend, well, you know, it's pretty tough for them to do much from the box. So we've got a lot of proud footballers running around in the side, and I think everyone's more than happy to put their hands up when we're underperforming.
Now, there's not a lot of you left from that premiership from a few years ago now. You're one of them. So you're more than qualified to answer this question. How good is this list? Where do you think you should be finishing at the end of the year?
Oh, I think if we don't play finals, it'll be another very disappointing year. You know, there's a lot of talent. There's some pretty young talent. But, you know, I think you look at the side of 2010 too, it was a pretty young side, and you know, we don't really think age is a barrier. It's not like we want to sit around and wait for these guys to play 50-100 games and then we'll put our hand up to play finals. You know, I think they're more than capable of performing in big games now, so I think they're ready to go, and we're looking forward to it.
So something's got to change for that to happen from what we've seen in the last couple of years from the Magpies. What is it? What are the areas that the team, the club needs to develop and focus and improve on to be that finals team?
I think the first half of last year we were a little bit all over the place defensively with our ball use, but I think the second half of the year we really sort of figured it out. You know, we defended better, we used the ball a lot better. I think if we can continue on the way that we finished off last year, we should be thereabouts. You know, it's. I think at times our skills were a little bit messy early last year, and we've looked to rectify that this year. And you know, if you can hang on to the footy for a greater percentage of the game, obviously you're going to be in a lot better shape and have to defend a lot less. So I think looking after the ball and you know, being effective going forward will really give us a spike, hopefully.
Jared, a hot topic we've spoken about today, that the TAC Cup won't be bouncing the ball. I'm assuming at 172 centimetres, you didn't contest a lot of ruck bounces there. But you got any feeling about that? Do you feel a bit nostalgic that we're losing something that's been part of our game for a long time? Or is it about the decision-making and we're in the modern age that it's an old relic that has to go?
Well, I'll have to pull you up there, Flem. I do have a hit out. I remember under-18s were playing at Traralgon. I was playing for Gippsland. I did have... It was one of those ones where it would be now to be called a free kick because the throw-in fell short and I think I went...
I thought you were going to say your body moved Sandilands out of the way and just put it down Steel Sidebottom's throat. So one hit out. I'll put that in your AFL tables.
Yeah, make sure you do, please. I think it might have been against Matty Cruiser as well, so I was pretty happy with it.
It was against Cruiser. I'll put that in your wiki page. You can just put anything there, can't you?
Exactly. Hey, yeah. Jared, you've just mentioned the fact that you played for Gippsland. It is a significant weekend for the community of Maui to have the game down there against Richmond. It'll be a massive crowd, and even for you personally.
Yeah, it will. I'm really looking forward to getting down there. I've played a little bit of football at Maui, and you know, I think a lot of the people in the area are sort of doing it a little bit tough at the minute. There's a bit going on with the power plants down there and a few people out of work, so I think the footy club's pretty excited to get down and hopefully put on a good show for the people of Gippsland.
I'm looking forward to seeing this forward line function. Chris Mayne's come into it, Jamie Elliott's back, along with Darcy Moore, Alex Vassolo, yourself, yep, and a few others floating through. I'm looking forward to seeing it function. Jared, have you seen enough science to suggest it will be a pretty potent part of the ground for the Pies, or is there still some work to do?
No, we think, you know, we've got a lot of talent down there, and we've sort of got guys that are, you know, a threat in the air and a threat at ground level, so we're pretty excited by it. Even the last couple of weeks, I don't think we've had a high number of inside 50s, but you know, percentage scoring at the minute's been pretty decent going in, so yeah, we're pretty excited by it and pretty encouraged, and obviously, looking forward to having Jamie back doing his thing, and hopefully Fazzy can get a full year out because he's a talented player when he's on the park.
Well, I'm sure any time Collingwood take on Richmond, if it's at Mowat, if it's the MCG, if it's LA, there'd be a big crowd rocking up to see it, and I'm sure there'd be a big crowd down there at Mowat this weekend. I'll be there watching. Look forward to seeing you play, Jared. Go well.
Good luck, Jared.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Jared Blair, good stuff from him this morning.
Good on him.
On the Breakfast Club.
You know what I liked about that? That was a player taking responsibility.